Okay. Well, thank you, Tracy. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today. I always look forward to coming to the TVF Tomorrow conference. I come away feeling invigorated, especially after the last panel, hearing so many like-minded individuals who care so much about our industry and who are really thinking about how we take it to the next level. The title of my presentation today is Reimagine Advertising. And it could easily have been, how the hell are we going to make money in the future? But I figured in today's political climate, it's probably better to keep it safe. You know, I've been in ad sales now for over 20 years. And I can honestly say that I think the best of advertising is yet to come. Now, I'm sure my vision for the future is many years away, but I'm also a big believer that the best way to predict the future is to start by building it. So let's get started. Today, our industry stands at the cusp of a revolution brought about by exponential advances in technology. Everyone in this room and across this conference feels it every day. We're constantly talking to ourselves and to our colleagues about the need to innovate, to adapt, to get ahead of the curve. The acceleration of change is so dramatic that there's a new kind of disruptive innovation that is so cataclysmic, it's being called Big Bang Disruption. Big Bang Disruption completely upends mature industries. It transforms entire value chain systems with heart-stopping speed. Instead of entering the market as a competitor who has either an inferior product or is more expensive than the incumbents, a Big Bang Disruptor is cheaper and better from the start. And as a result, what you find is an adoption curve that looks more like a menacing shark's fin than the typical bell curve. Instead of very measured rollouts of users from innovators to early adopters, what you see in a Big Bang Disruptor are two types of users, trial users and then everybody else. In a Big Bang Disruption, the winner takes it all. And the price for inaction is obliteration. Linear responses to these type of exponential challenges just won't cut it. We've all witnessed some of the Big Bang Disruptions today. And we have seen the widespread impact they are having on redefining entire value chains. From automotive to financial to computers and games, from travel and, of course, retail. What's noteworthy about these individuals was that they came outside of the industries that they transformed. The media industry is ripe for this type of disruption because content is widely available and the technology that underpins every corner of our business is changing exponentially. But there is good news, despite all that. I think we are at the start of an extraordinary new journey where we have the potential to unlock enormous value, greater value as an industry. In order to do that, though, we must unlock the value by focusing on three core constituents, starting with the consumer, then marketers, and of course, the media owners. For consumers, unlocking greater value through advertising means more curated experiences in all forms of content. For brands, it's about reaching the consumers that they want with more precision and driving better ROI. And lastly, for media owners, value is created with monetization of content and delivery across every device and platform. But the sweet spot is when the value of advertising intersects all three of these stakeholders. The question is, how do we get there? And I believe that the value created by achieving that intersection is when we reimagine the purpose, the form, and the measurement of advertising. The future purpose of advertising is to make advertising wanted, needed, and appreciated. To do that, we need to put the consumer at the center of everything we do. For 90 years or so, brands had a purpose to inform and engage. Today, we live in a society where a mobile phone is at our beck and call, and the expectation for consumers is always on. Brands have to do more. They need to inform, they need to assist, to engage, but now they have to assist. Think about our own experiences. Think about the brands we all love. How many people would be helpless without the Starbucks app to avoid having to stand in line to get your morning coffee? Or for the weary traveler who uses the Avis app to tell them when the next courtesy shuttle bus is going to arrive at that terminal. Brands need to go further. They need to increase and improve the consumer experience. For media companies, we also need to reimagine our purpose. We're going to continue to create and connect consumers with brands through emotionally engaging content. We're going to draw them in with deeper involvement around imaginative storytelling. But in order for us to move forward and redefine our purpose, we need to create messaging that is targeted and personalized and respects the consumer, in our case, our viewer. Second, we need to reimagine the form of advertising in the future. Now, we started with limited choice. You only had a few networks to tune into to watch your favorite shows, and most of the time you were seeing the same ad that was being broadcast to everyone. Today, we're awash in a sea of choice. There's more content and more devices to watch that content on than ever before. The future form of content and advertising will be when we personalize and intelligently curate that to each individual. Another way we're going to change the form of advertising is how we deliver those messages. Instead of interrupting people and trying to win their attention, advertising will be more anticipatory. It will try to anticipate a consumer's need. With advanced technologies like you heard before around artificial intelligence or geolocation, device graphs, we could begin to understand the patterns of our daily lives, our moods, our interests, even our dreams. With this knowledge, brands will now be able to take a greater role in assisting consumers as they go about their daily lives. Third, we need to change the equation with new measurement. This is something that's very dear to me since I spend most of my time talking to clients about audience targeting. But this is a roadmap that we have at our offices. We have to shift the measurement story from one of efficiency to effectiveness. I mean, let's be honest. Marketers don't care about CPMs or GRPs. If you're Nike, you care about selling sneakers. If you're Ford, you want people showing up to your dealer showrooms. If you're Warner Brothers, you want people showing up on opening weekend to watch the latest release of Justice League. They don't care about bulk impressions. What they care about is outcomes, and that's ultimately going to drive better ROI. But in order to get to outcomes, we need to go along this path. So right now, the majority of our business is still being transacted against the lower part, impressions. We're now seeing many media companies, including Turner, focusing in on audiences, understanding them beyond just an age and gender. But where we want to go, and it has to be fairly soon, is move into moments. That is the context. That's understanding a lot of what we heard earlier about understanding the context of people in their lives. And when we have that and we understand who they are, then we can start to predict outcomes much better. And that's where we will unlock exponential value. Now, to make all of this possible, there are three technologies that I think is very important for all of us to start to spend more time with. The first one is artificial intelligence. AI encompasses a range of technologies that will completely revolutionize our industry. We just heard about it earlier. In advertising, artificial intelligence is already helping us find and understand new patterns and mine opportunities. Soon, we'll be able to optimize our marketing towards the outcomes we want, one person at a time across the entire consumer experience. And it'll be done in real time. Another technology we need to pay close attention to is blockchain. Now, I know it's still in its early days, but I believe that blockchain has the potential to transform value and commerce the way the internet has transformed information and communications. For advertising and media, blockchain and its future iterations will enable new exchange of value for consumers, brands, and media companies. Let me explain. I'm certain that media buying and selling will employ blockchain. Consumers will use blockchain to allow them to give up personal information about themselves in exchange for those curated experiences and advertising. For brands, blockchain will be able to measure exactly who saw their ads, when and where, and how to ascribe value to those outcomes. And for media companies, blockchain will be able to monetize and track content across the Internet of Things and support direct-to-consumer micropayments. The last technology that we need to pay attention to, it's not so much a technology, but it's the Internet of Things. This will become the next generation delivery ecosystem for content and advertising. We will go well beyond screens. Advertising will appear in our car, on our wrist, in our homes, and even into woven into the fabric of our clothes. So as an industry, you're asking, what can we do today? A lot of that seems very far out. But we could start today by changing our mindset. We need to begin by embracing new models, disrupt our own conventions with exponential thinking, and purposefully risk what's comfortable now to nurture entrepreneurial ideas. I've been at Turner now, and we've been focusing on our audience targeting products and solutions for the better part of four and a half years. And we're still working through the legacy thinking, a lot of that's systemic in our business. We need to embrace new models, and we need to start becoming more nimble in understanding how to evaluate these new constructs. Another thing we need to think about is how invested and committed we are to these transformational innovation, or as Richard Branson would say, moonshots. If the threat to becoming a casualty of this disruptive innovation isn't compelling enough, then maybe the potential upside is. In a recent article in the Harvard Business Review, researchers from Deloitte discovered that the companies who manage their innovation portfolio the best are the ones that are investing 10% into those transformational ideas, and that those transformational investments are generating 70% of the returns back to the companies. Lastly, we need to reimagine every facet of how we work. We must become more agile, more collaborative, if we're going to face the challenges of this accelerating change. And we need to look beyond our own companies and industry and team up with partners for innovation that will have exponential impact. To wrap things up, the future of media and advertising will become what we imagine, and it will arrive with unprecedented speed. We must act now to shape that future. We need to start reimagining advertising within the context of a new media future, where we transform the advertising value equation for consumers, for brands, and for the media companies. We must reimagine the purpose, the form, and the measurement of advertising. This is all within our grasp. I believe the future is exciting. I think it affords the possibility to realize exponentially better outcomes for us all. Thank you.